Okay, guys. We're all athletes.
No.
Yep.
So, I do martial arts, as you know. I've been working on some kicks. And I thought I was pretty flexible. Like, I'm flexible, but I know I'm getting old. Because now I have to get up and stretch in the morning. And here's how I know. I threw a few kicks, and I pulled a muscle in my ass.
How'd that feel?
It sucked. I don't know how to describe it. It's embarrassing. You throw a mean fucking sidekick, and then you're like, wow, let me do that shit again. And then you get too hyped, and you overextend yourself, and your ass is just like, all right, enough. What's the weirdest spot you ever pulled a muscle? Come on.
I don't think that's a question I can just answer off the top of my head. I
pulled my groin once, right? It just fucking hurts to walk.
That sucks because everyone's like, what happened to your balls? And you're like, it's not my balls, it's my groin, it's next to my balls. And then you just walk with a limp for like 2 weeks and everyone's like, what's wrong with you? It's like, it's next to my balls, but it's not my balls.
Fucking waddle around everywhere like you're a penguin.
I know a guy who strained his fucking neck just from how he was working. He's staring at his computer the wrong way, and his neck just fucked up. He had to get needles in his neck.
Oh, that's a fucking white man's injury.
He's black. So sorry. You got one?
No, I don't really do much. That...
You are an athlete, right?
No, I am not. I'm as far from an athlete as you could get.
Are you a mathlete?
No, I'm pretty dumb, too.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how active are you?
1.
And that's being like... the highest? This is 1 being the highest, where are you?
10.
Perfect. So I guess you're about as active as... However active you can be when you're on the bottom.
Are you familiar with Kevin...
You're the boat.
You're just kind of pushing around with your arms a little bit.
You just wake up, you literally roll out of bed, roll over to your chair, and just fucking start doing nothing.
Yep.
Perfect.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Variations of Normal. This is Paul. I'm here with Ann, and we got a special guest in the building. Ann.
Dude, very, very special guy. He's been the light in my heart since I was, in sixth grade? When did we meet? Sixth grade?
Yeah, probably something like that.
So, can I say your full name?
Yeah. That
Chris Ioannidis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we've known each other for a little while, right?
Quite a while, yeah.
Yeah, light in your heart. That's why I let you do the introduction.
Dude, I love this guy. Do you remember the first time we hung out? I bet you don't. This fucking guy. This is a one-sided conversation.
Unless it was Halloween.
Dude, it was.
Oh, okay.
It was. You sparked like you did. Were you in sixth or seventh grade at that point?
I think I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, okay. So I was in sixth. So this fucking guy, we were trick-or-treating at Foz's. And it was the first time, more importantly than me being introduced to Chris, I was introduced to Guitar Hero.
Wait. Well, first and foremost, shout out to the Guitar Hero mic we're still using. So this podcast could not have been possible without this story. But I just want to interject real quick. I know you were probably Buzz Lightyear, Chris, right?
No, I was Slash that year.
He was Slash that year. What was I that year?
I don't remember.
Me neither. I can't remember. But I did, dude. I remember you brought over Guitar Hero 1, right?
Yep.
And do you want to get into that Buzz Lightyear? So you don't want to get into that Buzz
Lightyear. No, it's not my story to tell. It's up to Chris.
Chris loves Buzz Lightyear.
Someone else loves Buzz Lightyear. Depending on what year we're talking about and if there's a barn involved.
Chicken coop.
Oh, even better. How foolish of me. It's chicken coop. Of course.
So, yeah, you brought that shit over. Dude, I don't know if I probably never told you this. Like, I was so, like, in need to play that shit. where I, like, at the time, this was when Guitar Hero 1 was out, I was, like, dying to play it. And have you ever heard of the game Frets on Fire? It's, like, this really shitty knockoff computer, like, computer game where you, like, flip your keyboard and play with the keyboard.
Oh, yeah! Yeah.
So I was playing that shit until I bought a PS2 that Christmas year and was just, like, hopelessly addicted to Guitar Hero for a while.
Yeah.
So was that... Okay, I guess, you know, we should peel it back a little bit. So you're a musician, right? Yeah. Paul said you're a musician. Did it all start with Guitar Hero, or were you playing guitar before that?
No, it started with Guitar Hero because I played that game so fucking much. My dad was like, bro, if you picked up a real guitar and played that much, you would actually learn how to play it. So.
And he was correct?
He was correct.
Okay. You've been in probably, what, 45 different bands?
Yeah, 45 and a half, maybe, something right around there.
So you were in Chris Urinides and the Rough Edges. That was the most recent one. Crown Colony, which you had a couple albums for.
We don't have to say the other ones, though.
Why? You don't want me to go back to Bone Dog and Yondo?
Oh, we could go to Bone Dog and Yondo. That was my rap group, though. That wasn't my band.
Do you know what Bone Dog and Yondo is?
Do I want to?
Dude, it was pretty awesome. He shaking his head. No. It was, what, back in high school where you and Jan decided... Everybody was in fucking rap groups when we were in high school, even though they all fucking sucked. And you guys just decided to make a band that just had diss tracks on everybody.
Yeah, we just roasted every other rap group.
What, was it two songs? Two whole songs?
Yeah, I remember we made fun of Tyler because we said he burned his house down on the way to that house.
Did he?
Well,
that's
his
fucking
house
terrible. That's horrible.
Hey, man, no prisoners in a rap camp. I think it's funny, like, can you imagine being a local raptor and
raptor?
I need some water. Like, can you imagine being a local rapper and then you get dissed by the local band? It's got to be demoralizing.
I was like the unofficial third member of that.
Yeah, DJ Propane.
Yeah, DJ Propane. I would just hop on the mic.
Gas.
I would hop on the mic for 15 seconds before the song started. I would talk shit, add air horns, and then leave.
The good old days, man.
Sounds like you were ahead of your time.
So, roughly how many shows have you performed in front of people?
A lot.
Not even, you can't even count it?
No, definitely not.
You're a professional.
Have you been paid yet? You've been paid? Of course you've been paid. Yeah,
not enough to, like, survive or buy myself a cheeseburger, but...
Well, you know.
From where, though?
What do you mean?
Like, you can get a cheeseburger for $1.
Yeah?
So you can buy yourself a cheeseburger.
Eh. All right.
Well, more recently.
Hold on.
More recently.
Were you paid for this shit?
Yes, it was a joke.
All right. You're like, he's like sweating.
I was like, Jesus.
He's like,
it's a lot of work for $1.
Maybe I'm a professional comedian.
Yeah, I made $5. That's my first show. I made $5 on a Zoom comedy show.
Damn.
Yeah.
Was it the one that I was watching?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Which, by the way...
You didn't give a fuck about that show, dude.
I mean, I was just trying out new material. What is the dog doing?
She's... You know, I told you, dude. She's been a pain in the ass all day. Anyway, just ignore
her.
She's not
eating my Jordans. What was I saying?
$5 off a Zoom call.
Oh, right. So, like, it was
you
fun.
You stole that $5. I'm sorry. Don't mind me.
All the comics got paid.
I'm sorry.
But if no kid grows up and wants to tell jokes on a conference call, and that's exactly what it was. It's just a bunch of comedians trying to make the best of the show, and you can't hear the audience, you can't see them, they don't turn the cameras on, they're all muted, so you're just telling jokes to a phone where you can't hear anyone.
It looked so difficult.
Yeah.
Like, it did not look easy.
I think stand-up's hard enough as it is, let alone on a frickin' Zoom call.
Well, I feel like there was one guy in that Zoom call that, like, really had his shit together. Like, he was, like, standing up and, like, acting like he was doing stand-up comedy. Where everybody else was just, like, sitting in front of their computer and just not giving a shit. Because it's, like, the first time. Like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
I was actually on vacation when I did this show. And... Because my friend, she's like, hey, do you want to be in the show? I was like, yeah, of course. And then I realized that That's the first day of my vacation with my girlfriend. I'm supposed to take her out to a nice romantic evening. Instead, she's watching me eat shit over a Zoom call.
Sucking wind over a Zoom call. So, other than performing, you know, in front of people, you've done, like, other shit, right? You've been in, you've been on, like, radio and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done some radio stuff. I've been doing a lot of, like, mixing lately, just especially during the pandemic. There aren't really any shows happening, so mm-hmm. just been working a lot on, like, making my own music, helping some bands in the area with their records, and just doing stuff like that.
Okay, and, I mean, dialing back to the whole radio thing, were you, like, performing live? Is, like, you and your band being recorded, like, yeah. live as it was mm-hmm. going? How does that differ from being in, like, a live show? Because it's kind of like Paul with the Zoom exactly. call, almost.
Yeah, it's weird to be, like, performing for people that you can't see and you're not in the same room with, which I'm sure is exactly what you experienced.
Right. I mean, like, I guess it's, I don't know. Comedy is, like, one of the only or few art forms where you can only learn and get better by practicing in front of people.
Yeah.
Like, you could play music into a recording device of some kind and listen back to it and be like, oh, I missed that note. That was not good. And, like, I should get higher on that one or lower on this one. Comedy, you can't tell. Because, like, you think it's funny. That's why you said it. But you don't know until you see somebody laugh or hear them. Or how hard they laugh or just stone-faced. And then you're like, oh, not funny. Moving on.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. But it's also kind of cool because after we'd done it for a while, like, the first time it's just really overwhelming, but once you have some experience doing it, it's almost like you're just in your own little element. There's a lot less pressure because mm-hmm. you don't have people watching you, so there's definitely a give and take.
And that was with your band Crown Colony, correct?
Yeah, I did some. I did one with the Rough Edges. I've done a lot at the radio station up at UConn because that's where I went, so I had some connections there.
Okay.
But, yeah, I did some stuff with the Rough Edges and Crown Colony up there.
Okay.
But more recently, you did that show in Norwalk at the Wall Street Theater. The New Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was recent, like, what, a year ago?
That was over a year ago, yeah.
No, that was when I actually looked at this condo the day that we went.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but... Yeah, that was your first show seeing Chris perform, correct?
Yeah, that was really good. I was very impressed.
It was fun. It was stressful. I think that was the last time that I played.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a fuck.
I was taking a...
You're fucked.
Yeah. Oh, and I was out of practice then, too. But yeah, I took a couple months off because I was like, yeah, I want to get some new music down, blah, blah, blah. And then the world shut down, and there hasn't really been anything going on since. So.
Well, that was like originally your like goodbye show because you were going to move... to Utah,
yeah,
correct?
I was gonna move across the country.
And then what happened? You like fell in love or some shit?
Yeah, you know.
Gets you every time.
Yep.
Damn.
She got me.
But you know, you said the world is ended. So you've been working from home, right?
Yeah.
So have I, and you don't.
I don't get that luxury now. No, they'll send me to the fucking... If there's a sign that says COVID here, they would fucking send me there for a dollar.
If a volcano needed work done on it, they'd send them there. It's like, hey, guys, bring your sunscreen.
Good luck, buddy.
So, I've talked to a lot of people who have been feeling really down just because of... They've been in quarantine and working from home for so long.
Oh, that sounds fucking terrible. So. I'm sorry.
There's all different kinds of ways to hate your life, but specifically, how do you hate your life? What would you say some of the pros and cons of working from home and spending all of your days moving from one chair to another chair?
I don't even move to different chairs. I just got like one main chair.
It's the toilet. That's the only chair.
It's optimization, really. You have one place you sit all fucking day, and that's what you do.
It's efficiency, exactly. That's how I like to market myself. I'm very efficient. I have one chair. I don't waste time walking to other ones. I stay there. I get my shit done.
So what do you do when someone else needs to use the bathroom?
Tell them to go outside, find somewhere else. I don't know. They could join me. I could scoot over. We'll figure it out.
Just a minute!
I've heard some stories from my friend. My friends are teachers, and they work with, obviously, young kids. And there's been stories of their coworkers, teachers, who are on a Zoom meeting, and they have their camera on, and they go to the bathroom with their computer, and they don't realize that they're doing it. And I heard this one story about this poor bastard who goes to take a piss, and he's got his computer facing him.
Oh, no.
So not only is that wrong, the most wrong part of this is he takes a piss by pulling down all of his pants.
Like a 5-year-old?
Yeah, like bare ass standing
like,
up.
Like holding his fucking shirt over his tits.
And then my friend was just like, oh no. He's like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, trying to play it off. Like, what? Like, he knew. So, like, not only could, I mean, I guess you could obviously get fired and maybe charged with something, but as a person, how do you recover from that? Like, you can't go back to that job knowing a bunch of, like, 13-year-olds saw your dong.
Yeah.
And you're just going to get roasted alive. You can't work in that district anymore.
I think the pants going all the way down is the bigger crime there, honestly.
Yeah, like, imagine pissing with your drawers around your ankles. It's weird. It just doesn't feel safe. Like, you could be in your own personal bathroom by yourself, but I would just feel like someone's going to fucking come up from behind. Like, hey, nice cheeks!
Yeah, dude. So, realistically, are there any cons from working from home? Like, it seems like a pretty sweet deal.
I love it. I'm also the type of person, though, like I was telling Paul on the way up here, like there will be 3 or 4 days straight where I just don't leave my house and like don't think about it. Like I'm totally cool, like just staying inside. Some of my friends that I work with are very social people, so they're like losing their shit. But yeah. I'm eating this up. If it stays like this forever, I will be hyped. But I don't think that's the case.
I've talked to a lot of people who are just feeling down because they don't leave. Like you said, like they go to work and then there's no separation from work to home because their work is in their home. So then they think like shit is sweet because they're working from home. They don't have to go anywhere. They're saving a bunch of money. They can like watch all the shows that they want to watch, like all the time that they didn't have.
Yeah.
They have that now and they're just doing it. And they don't know how irritated they really are because they think shit is sweet. And then they, like, go out for, like, one day, and they're like, wow, I really fucking needed that. So,
yeah.
Like, since starting this podcast, I've caught up with, like, a few people, and at least 5 of them are all like, yeah, man, I'm just feeling kind of down, like, kind of depressed. Like, everyone is just down because they can't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I just went up to Burlington a couple weekends ago, and that was the first time that I went to a restaurant since March.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've definitely... Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm more, like, exposed to everything. So I'm kind of going about my life a little bit more normally than I guess most people.
Yeah.
But I feel like a good, like, if I could have, like, a fucking balance, maybe, like, 2 days from home, 3 days, like, out or some shit, that'd be nice.
My dream scenario is work from home 4 days a week, going to the office one day.
Is there anything you miss from the office? And then tell me what you don't miss from
all right,
the office.
So...
Nothing and everything.
I work with a lot of other very young people.
Oh, so you just fucking dick off
so,
all day.
So, like, there would just be, like, Nerf bullets flying throughout the day. Like, there were prank wars that involved actually putting people's, I think we used the calculator, put somebody's calculator in Jell-O. Just, like, crazy shit. We filled up one kid's car with packing peanuts on our lunch break.
Do you guys take engineers? Or like secretaries or something.
So stuff like that, like having fun in that capacity, is something that I miss. But I really just love not having to commute. It's the best thing ever.
You live in the same fucking city now.
I know. Well, that part actually sucks because I just bought a house to be closer to work, and then
yeah,
rough. I almost moved to the city in March. Like, I was looking at places in March. And then we were like, all right, we'll do it in like an April 1st sign a day. And then we were going to move into the place. And then one guy backed out. And I was pissed for like a day. And then like 2 days later, like everything was starting to shut down.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, maybe this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of things I don't miss about like commuting to work. and just working in the office. Obviously, the hour and a half train ride, but also, I don't miss how everyone who, like, lives in the city, they just, like, think it's a cool thing to go out and buy their lunch. And they all go do it together, and I'm, like, fucking poor and commuting, and I'm sitting there with, like, my Tupperware of, like, something I made on Sunday, and I'm eating it on Thursday, just fucking meal prepping the fuck out of everything. And then, like, I heat it up in the microwave, and some fucking person, it doesn't matter who it is, they just come over and go, that looks good. What is that? And I'm like, will you get your fucking nose out of my rice, Christopher? Get the fuck out of here.
It smells like poor people.
The thing about, so I had never worked in an office until this last job, but I've quickly come to realize that every office consists of the same exact people. They might have different names in each place, but like everybody's got the rice sniffer. Like, yep. Everybody, don't tell me you're the guy that reheats fish in the microwave.
I hate those people. Yeah.
See, that's exactly what I'm saying.
So we actually, we moved offices, and the company we moved to had a problem with office space already. So when they acquired us, there's even less space. So they're thinking about getting like another floor, which I'm sure is going to change now that everyone's just working and doing their jobs from home. They're like, why pay for this lease every year? But instead of like having some people work remotely or whatever, in the beginning it was just like 20 of us in this conference room, and we had to like write rules on the board because it was just like all these like packed, right? So it's like, no eating loud chips, like don't eat fish in here because we'll kill you. It's just like all this shit, and you get like really like comfortable with the people you're next to. Like I remember I was sitting next to a guy, and he fucking Brian. Brian initiates conversations by jabbing me. So he throws me a few quick punches, like, hey, Paul. And he'll like point to the protein bar on my desk. He's like, when are you going to crack that bad boy open? It's like, well, you shut the fuck up, Brian. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, stuff like that I don't miss.
What guy are you in the office?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh. I haven't thought about this, and now I'm afraid.
Are you the guy who spends too much time in the bathroom?
No. Do you have, like, a person that always happens to be going to the bathroom the same time you are? Have you experienced that phenomenon yet?
No, but it's really weird when you, like, see your superiors in the bathroom. Especially when they, like, get out of the stall. Because, you know, when you're in, like, grade school, and you're like, hey, yo, someone's taking a shit. Like, when that's your boss, you know, they just, like, laid it down. Like, that's mad funny to me. But it's, like, also, like, really uncomfortable. So you want to look mad professional, just wash the fuck out of your hands. You're like, I'm a cleanly person. Are you?
Well, it seems like everybody in your fucking office just fucks off. I've seen your fucking, like, Instagram stories and shit.
Yeah, but we get shit done, and that's the thing for me. Like, I will do my work, but you also got to let me fuck around.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
And any manager that will give me that privilege, I will work my ass off for.
That's fair enough.
So, Ant, what do you do to fuck around at work? Like, you're an engineer. It sounds like a job that you shouldn't be fucking around with.
Yeah, you just, like, blow up hospitals for fun or something?
No,
Joker. The fucking button's not working because you've been fucking around.
Well, contrary to popular belief, see, we've had people shut down hospitals before, like, in my company.
On purpose?
No, not on purpose.
Oh, my God.
Like, you think that I would be the jackass that fucking does that. But I don't know, I just, like, walk around and just say ridiculous shit. Like, there's, like, a point where you get so overworked, it's, like, the shit that you say that comes out of your mouth is just nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's, like, me and the guy that I sit next to, thank God for that fucking guy. We'll sit there and, like, legit sometimes talk for, like, 3 hours at a clip. And just bullshit. Just, like, well, like, what if situation. I think I'm the what if guy and the would you rather guy.
I fall into a similar camp. When I was at my old job, I'd ask my friends, I'd be like, hey, guys, if you...
Yeah, it totally starts.
If you punch yourself in the arm, if it doesn't hurt, does that make you weak or strong? And they're like, would you shut the fuck up, Paul? I'm on a call.
Well, see, the dude next to me always fucking bites. That's the problem. It's like it's like at school. Like, they should just have, like, alphabetical seating. Because when you sit two people that are very like-minded next to each other, it's fucking bad. Yeah. It's really bad. But, yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, it's hard to, like, come up with just, like, the one thing that I do all the time that where I just fuck off. What?
I was just thinking, like, can you imagine if people, like, didn't mature at all? So, like, when you get your first job and it's just a bunch of adults all playing the penis game. Look someone in a cubicle. Penis!
My job wasn't pretty far removed from that.
Yeah, I can imagine dealing with all... I got all fucking old people that I work with.
Yeah.
I would love to, like, know what their opinion are of me. I'm probably, like, the fucking miserable guy.
I think you are the miserable guy.
Like, that's, like, joking around, but, like, yeah, I fucking hate my job. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, everybody fucking knows it.
Hating your job is, like, the worst, because you... You are forced to do something that pains you every day, and you want nothing more than to give it up, but you just can't.
No.
Because then you have no heat and no lights.
I guess I should, like, kind of rephrase that. Me being the miserable guy, I hate my job after 40 hours a week.
That's fair.
40 hours a week, I tolerate it pretty well. Mm-hmm. After 40 hours a week, I lose my mind. Like, dude, this whole month I've worked on the weekends, and that fucking... you could tell my energy level in the last couple episodes have been a little low.
You were hurting.
That's because that shit's draining as fuck. But we don't want to hear me complain about my job. I don't even want to hear me complain about my fucking job.
Yeah, I only hear it every other day.
You ask me about it. I don't fucking just throw it your way.
I know, I just want to know...
You just want to, like... Yet? You just want to soak in my fucking misery. That's what you want. So you were saying you just bought a condo. How a condo? Yeah, condo. I've been there.
Yeah.
Condominium.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking nice. He's got a sweet place. Now, how long did that take you to find? Like, how? I guess go over, like, the whole search with me, because I think you and I kind of went through a similar thing, but mine was a little bit more painful.
So I started looking just for shits and giggles probably, like, February of this year. Knowing that I had to be in by July. So I wasn't, like, looking too hard. So I was like, oh, that's, like, 6 months, whatever.
Until crunch time comes around.
That goes by fast, let me tell you. Especially once COVID started happening, all these people started moving up from New York into this area. And houses were, like, on the market for, like, 15 minutes. And, like, people were just putting down more money than the sellers were asking for. It was a nightmare. I put offers on 3 places and got it on my third one. But it was fucking miserable, that experience.
Yeah, you were... Well, you found one. I remember you sent me one. It was, I forget when, maybe in April, something like that. And it was really nice, and you were super hyped on it.
Yeah.
And you ended up losing it.
Yeah.
And you were like, you were kind of bummed. I was like, dude, fuck that place. I can find another really nice one. But this place that you got now, this place is fucking sweet.
Yeah, except today.
What happened today?
Today sucked. Today was not a good day.
What happened?
Just in general, but I actually did get up out of my chair at one point today.
Well, that's nice.
And was it to shower?
No, it was to pee with my pants around my ankles.
And your shirt over your tits.
And I walk into the bathroom, and there's just red water in my sink. Like, dude. My sink is overflowing.
Oh, like the rust and shit?
I get it's from the fucking pipes. I get that shit too in my sink. It's so fucking annoying. No. That's why my shit's never clean.
My roommate handles all that shit. His name is Dad.
The sink was overflowing. There was water coming out the bottom of the vanity. And I was like freaking out because this is my first place that I've owned. Like, I had no idea what to do. Luckily, I heard my neighbor freaking out through our shared wall. And it turns out that somebody in my condo complex has a garbage disposal, but they're not supposed to.
Oh, man.
And then I, like, looked at the sink, and there were, like, pepper seeds coming out of my bathroom. It was disgusting. Gross. It was nasty. But the nice part about being in the condo is you have an HOA, so like a whole bunch of people came and just fixed it. I didn't have to worry about it. But.
So your condo association, I'm guessing the property management team is pretty good from what it sounds like.
Yeah, the dude was there within like half an hour, and then he called a plumber and then like a mitigation company.
Oh my dude.
Yeah, there were like squads of people rolling through my apartment, and I'm just trying to work.
I've been trying to get this motherfucker to fix that one thing in my bathroom for like 5 months now. And I could do it. I could fix it. But he was such a piece of shit to work with that I'm fucking waiting for COVID to go away so he can fucking fix it. Because he was such a dickhead.
What did he do?
Dude, he... my fucking ceiling was leaking, right? And he blamed the people upstairs. So they fixed a whole bunch of shit that wasn't fucking broken. It ended up being one of the pipes that the condo owns. So the guy was such a motherfucker to get here. He was super condescending. He's just a fucking asshole. And he fixed it half-assed. So, like, I don't want to fucking complain. But, I mean, you've been in my fucking bathroom. There's a giant hole, not hole in it, but it's like a fucking covered hole. And he just refuses to come back. And he's... Dude, I hate this fucking guy. He's the guy that, like, we have a common door, and he changed the locks on it and didn't tell anybody.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, something was wrong with the knob, so he changed the lock and then didn't let anybody know. Which led to me calling him and saying, dude, if you don't come pretty soon, I'm fucking wrapping my fist in my shirt and punching through this door. I was fucking livid. Yeah, my fucking property management team sucks.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, you're looking for a place, right, in New York?
Not anytime soon.
You're just giving up on it.
No, I'm just, you know, saving up some money, and then eventually I'll move when, I'll probably just get a studio. I don't want to do the whole roommate thing again. It's just too much.
Yeah.
So I think I'll just pay the extra money to just live in a studio somewhere. And then, you know, I don't know, maybe if my girlfriend still likes me, she'll move in with me. Who the fuck knows? I have no idea. But even my house has problems, so I'm glad the property values are going up because we have a septic tank because we're connected. Like, we're not... Okay, so, like, the way my street is set up, we don't get, like, the public works. No, they don't take our trash. Like, they take the recyclables because I guess it was, like, a new law, but, like... We have to go to the dump to take out our trash. We're on septic because we're on, like, the wetland.
That sucks.
Yeah. You're in District D, right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you worked in City Hall, right? So
unfortunately.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess
those were dark times.
I guess we're in District D for dick because it fucking blows. And then, so the septic tank needs to be replaced at some point. And I know that it's supposed to be, like, 15 or 25 Gs. And my dad is not thrilled about it.
Yeah.
So.
Naturally.
You know, one day he's going to want to sell the house. But he has to replace the septic tank because it'll take the value down. So it's good to hear that the values of the properties in Connecticut are going up because everyone's leaving the city. However, he's like, listen, I'm not fucking paying for this shit.
Scheming like a VR.
So he goes, listen, we're just not going to use that much water. Try this.
Sound plan?
For how many years?
Dude, I have no idea. I'm using paper plates now to avoid using the dishwasher. If you have a guest over and for whatever reason they need to shower, tell them to fucking go home.
So that's why you're over all the time.
Yep, and then... So, like, I'm doing my part by continuing to piss outside because I like the breeze. That's the thing I love about working from home. I can just get up, walk outside, get some sunshine, and just piss all my worries away.
Oh, you weren't kidding.
No, I do that. I work in my basement. I got to pee. I got to save water. I just walk out, pee in the bush, walk back inside.
How long do you think he's going to be able to go not using water?
I mean, we use water. It's not possible.
But like, at a regular rate.
Oh, dude, he's... Don't underestimate him. Don't underestimate me. So we keep that going. And that's one of the things I love about working from home. Like, you don't have to worry... Unless you bring your computer camera with you into the bathroom. You don't have to worry so much about embarrassing yourself. Unless you do something stupid over Zoom. like your camera's on, you minimize it so you think you're off, and then you're like picking your nose or some shit. Like, yeah. I've seen someone do that. I'm like, you idiot. But like, I don't have to worry about doing something stupid at work and worrying about what the person next to me is thinking.
Yeah.
Like one time at my old job, there was a catering service of some kind. Like, it was a big meeting, so there was like taco salad and it was up for grabs. And because I bring in my lunch, like, I have Tupperware, so I can box it up and that's my lunch for tomorrow, right? So I would always get like super hyped. So I'd be the first one in there. And I would look at the booking site of like all the conference rooms and see who's booking during lunchtime. What's the type? Are they doing a lunch and learn? Like, what's going on? So that I would have all the tabs on it. There was one day with a taco salad. You know, this dog. She's like, yo, what taco salad? So there was one time I dropped a jalapeno and I had to pick it up because, you know, I'd clean up my messes like a responsible employee. So I throw it out and then I go to the bathroom and then I go sit down and eat my taco salad and I felt a disturbance. I was like, why is my dick on fire? And I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, it's because I grabbed the pepper. And I was like in the bathroom, like putting wet paper towels on it, and that's not helping. And I'm like sitting there like, yo, what the fuck is going on? But I was like, oh, I just hop in the shower or some shit. But I'm not. I'm at work. So I was like, oh fuck. I remember from Buffalo Wild Wings when I ate the Blazing Wings that water doesn't help. That's why they serve it with milk or something like that. Like, you ever watch the show Hot Ones? They have like all these different kinds of milks. So I go into the coffee fridge. I get a styrofoam cup and I wasn't fucking around. I go straight for whole milk. I want the whole thing. And I fucking fill it up and I go into the bathroom. I'm sitting on the toilet and I take the cup and I'm like, here we are. And I have to dunk my junk in the milk. And then I finally felt relief.
It
was like an emergency because I had to figure this all out before I went to a meeting. And everyone's like wondering, like, why does he keep getting up? Like, if you get up in your own house, it's because you're tired of sitting in the same spot every day. No one cares. You know what I mean? I never have to worry about that ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Even today, like, as shitty as all of that sink stuff was, it would have been amplified tenfold if I found that after I came home from work, after like sitting in traffic and shit, and I go to the bathroom and my sink is flooded.
You fucking open
I would have just gone postal.
You'd have started killing people?
Yeah, for sure.
I would say you could come to my house, but you can't use the water.
So you could come to mine, but my toilet and my fucking faucet are fucked up right now, so I guess we're all in the same boat.
Bad year for plumbing.
So, Paul, what's good with this gender reveal shit?
I saw an article that said, "Are gender reveals cursed?"
So, perfect talking point.
I mean, you've seen these horrible forest fires on the West Coast. They blew over to the East Coast. Right?
Yeah.
That's why the fucking sun looked like the moon. You see that shit?
It looked like fucking Mars, right? I don't know. The fucking sky was red.
It looked crazy. It was like some shit out of Star Wars. I was like, what? Is the sun pink? But one of the fires was because there was like some lightning that struck trees and, you know, it created like a combustion and explosion of the trees, and it's just spread, right? And it's not helping because everything's super dry over there right now. And Trump was like, yeah, you know, it's because trees are exploding. And everyone who hears that, like, yeah, the trees...
Holy fuck!
The trees explode. The trees explode because they got fucking struck by a jolt of lightning, but people are like, oh, Trump's an idiot. He says trees are just exploding. And it's like, the trees aren't just like, you know what, it's fucking half past noon. I'm
just sick of this fucking quarantine shit.
It's not happening. But, so that's a huge problem, right? Trees are exploding from lightning, or just because they feel like it. But also, fucking people with the fireworks are just lighting up gender reveals, and it's burning trees, and it's causing more mass fires.
I didn't know that.
Yes, that was one of the reasons. And the crazy thing is, the same thing happened last year.
I remember that.
Yeah. And it's just like, yo, the stress on these parents, like, this kid better be fucking worth it. They better be the one colonizing Mars, because they're fucking it up here.
Well,
it's a boy. No, it's a disaster.
Let me ask you a question, Paul. Would you have a gender reveal party?
I don't fucking think so.
Do you care, really? Like, Chris, do you fucking care? Like, what you have?
I want to know beforehand, just so I can, like, make sure I have the right shit.
But what, she wasn't a girl?
I saw the sparkle in your eye right before you said it, and I knew it was coming.
It's getting cut anyway.
Nope. Staying in. I'm just gonna have like 5 daughters.
Dude, I'm not even. That was obviously a joke. My brother, I have a beautiful niece, and I fucking love her to death. I would be hyped if I had a girl.
I'm convinced I'm gonna have a girl.
I would be fucking hyped. I grew up around all boys. Like, fuck, dude. Like, I would love a little girl.
I live in a house of men, and this is like me, my brother, my dad, my mom, and my mom grew up in a house of men. She had 5 brothers.
Damn.
So she's just been surrounded by men her entire life.
The fuck is she doing? I'm surrounded by women too. Fucking Oppa's being an asshole right now.
Should have threw her in the dungeon.
But it's like a different mindset. You know, like, I don't know, dude. It's just, like, it's just different. It's cool. Like, I've done, like, the boy shit. Like, it would just be.
What?
Like, oh, I've been, like growing up. Like
you've been a boy?
Yeah.
Are you tired of it? Are you gonna change?
Yeah, dude, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being funny. I'd rather be a woman. Also getting cut. Hold up, I gotta see what Oppa's doing.
Go check. Make sure she's not eating my Jordan 4s. I paid good money for those used sneakers. What was I gonna say?
Yeah, I figured that's gonna get cut. I don't know. It's just, it's cool because, like, again, like, we grew up, like, me and my brother and my father were, like, vastly outnumbering my. Dude, take it easy. We're vastly outnumbering my mother. So it's just like it's just like a whole different, like, world when you fucking have a girl, I'm assuming. Like, I'm assuming the way you like, a boy growing up versus a girl growing up are probably pretty different, right?
I mean, I haven't had a boy or a girl, so I'm not qualified to comment.
My girlfriend saw, like, a sorcerer or a psychic, whatever the fuck, and basically...
Does she listen?
I don't know. I mean, it's all up for interpretation.
Wow, it's going to be 45 minutes of this show getting cut.
I don't know why you think we're going to cut it. I'm not cutting anything that's been said so far. So, she apparently is convinced that if we are to get married, we'll have a daughter and a son.
That sounds...
And no more, no less.
In that order?
I think so, yeah. So, I have to mentally prepare for that possibility now.
That's what I'm preparing for. I think that's what's going to happen.
Honestly, as long as they're, like, healthy,
I don't give a shit.
Fuck less.
As long as they're healthy and like Led Zeppelin, we're fine.
Well, you can just make them, man. Like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah.
Paint them to that.
I have it all worked out, so we're going
to
be good.
We've talked about it, and if we were to, you know, get married and have a daughter, like, 10 years from now. 10 years from now. She has to be a fucking gymnast. My girlfriend's like 5'1". I'm mad flexible. Like, the genes are there. A fucking Hispanic gymnast? Just fucking... I can't say dunking on Chinese gymnasts, because they're fucking raw. Remember the 08 Olympics? That shit was crazy, but like...
Was one of those motherfuckers named Bong Bong?
Was one? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. He, like, won the gold medal. His name was Bong Bong.
I don't know. I was talking about the girls. I didn't know... Yo, are you a gymnast? You fucking sprinting around here, flipping?
She's been an asshole. Not an asshole. She's just been super energetic all day. Hey, hold up. You're ruining this fucking show. All right? I'm not going to say it. Get the fuck out of here.
She just scoffed at you. I wish people could see what she did. But, what was I saying? So, yeah, like, the 08 Olympics, I was watching these like, 4'8" Chinese women just, like, do triple backflips on the balance beam. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is that? And,
that's
like,
crazy.
It makes you want to get into gymnastics because we've talked about this on the show before. They are, like, the strongest athletes. Dog is yawning. They can do, like, wild shit.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, they'll go to the gym, talk to some weightlifters and just fucking rack shit. But they can also do shit with, like, the rings. And it's just crazy. So, yeah. My future daughter has no choice. She's going to be an Olympic gymnast.
I heard the best way to parent somebody is to force them into something they want to do.
Exactly. All right, Chris. Well, we're gonna wrap it up. But before we do, is there anything you want to promote or plug? Any profiles or past work that you have you want to bring some notoriety to?
I'm working on redoing my YouTube page. You can find over at Chris Yerinides, which is spelled Yerinides. Just cleaning up a lot of my old videos. I've been uploading shit since I was like 11. So some of them I'm leaving up there just because it's funny to see me
without a beard
in my old high school room wearing like cargo shorts and camo and just really atrocious things. They're still up there. So if you want to laugh, you can watch those videos. And then if you're into rock music, there should be some new stuff popping up soon. You can also follow me on Instagram, and it's just C Yerinides. No underscore or anything.
All right, cool. So, like, any albums you put out, like, on iTunes or Spotify that we can listen to your work?
Yeah, I'm on pretty much every streaming service at Chris Yerinides and the Rough Edges, and my old band was called Crown Colony.
All right, cool. Guys, Chris Yerinides, Crown Colony, Rough Edges, check them out on Spotify. Thanks for listening to Variations of Normal. This is Paul and Ant signing off. And real quick, before we go, if you guys want us to talk about something, DM us. If any of our listeners from India or Russia or more recently Taiwan are listening and you guys want to hear us talk about something specific, send us a, I can't even speak. I'm so like hyped up that we have people in Taiwan listening to us. Send us a DM. Tell us what you want us to talk about and we'll do it. We'll fucking talk about it. Unless it's just fucking weird as fuck, but I don't know. We'll probably still talk about it. We'll probably just roast you, but, you know, shout us out. Email us at variationsofnormal@gmail.com, and we will say what you want us to say. If you guys want to pay us for advertisements,
Jesus,
we will
Christ.
Do that. We can be bought. Hit us up.
Paul can be bought.
Yeah, or if you want to see more of me and my beautiful face, if you want to know what I actually look like, go on the Variations of Normal page, you can tag me in the bios @PVR Comedy. But guys, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.